Beyond Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents One-on-Ones. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with Josh from the Toontastic Podcast and also Season to Season. And Masturbators Presents Bracket Reviews. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing good. Excited to be here. Excited to do this one-on-one.
Yeah. So Josh was stepping into the ring. stepping into the ring, and he is doing his 104 wrestlers, professional wrestlers of all time. He wanted to do this. He was a glutton for punishment. So we're going to have him do it. So here's how this works. I have 104 wrestlers. These rankings come from ranker.com. So the rankings come from their rank. So if you get mad at the rankings, don't get mad at me, okay? Get mad at them, all right? So the highest seed will always play the lowest seed. They will have a bye in the fourth round and the quarterfinals. There will be four wrestlers in the play-in game. Josh can pick two, and then they will go on. And if there's a matchup that Josh don't care about, don't want, or don't like, he can always give it to me. But however, though, he has to live that consequence because, like I said before, the highest seed will play low seed, so you never know who's going to play who in the next round. So, Josh, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Let's start off with the play-in game first. We have four wrestlers. Got pick two. All right.
All right.
Got Rikishi, Earthquake, Ken Shamrock, and Buff Bagwell. Pick two. Ooh,
damn. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. As a big fan of the Attitude Era that Rikishi was heavily involved with, I'm going with Rikishi as one of my picks. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go with one of the most dangerous men in wrestling, and that's Ken Shamrock.
All right. So Rikishi, you go here, and Ken Shamrock, go here. All right, let's go start the bracket.
Let's get into it.
All right. So we have number one, Hulk Hogan. Versus number 100, Batista.
Oh, bad matchup for Batista. I got to go with the real American.
Okay. And Hulk Hogan will play Ken Shamrock in the next round. Got number two, Bruno Sammartino. Versus number 99, Brian Danielson.
Going Bruno.
Going Bruno. All right. So we got Bruno will play Earthquake. Bruno will play Earthquake. And Evan said Hogan is trash. And okay. I 1,000% agree with him. 1,000% agree.
You know, am I a fan of Hogan as a person? Not really. Not a fan of his in-ring ability, but I definitely respect the fandom, you know, the Hulkamaniacs and the way he kind of changed the game up a little bit. He's heavily involved in that. And so for that reason, Hulk, you know, got over Batista in my book.
Okay. Number three, Ric Flair. Verse number 98, CM Punk.
Damn. That's a hard matchup. I'm surprised Punk was voted so low. I'm going to go Ric Flair. Got to go with Nate.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Ric Flair, move on. However, though, I did this. I had this bracket for about 2 years now, so I didn't change anything. So, I mean, this is an old bracket, so I'm going to know it right now. All right, number four.
That makes sense.
Because this matchup means a lot. It's number four, Seth Rollins.
All right.
Versus number 97, Roman Reigns.
Dang, Roman was a 97 on here versus Seth Rollins? Damn. Ooh, you know, if this had been a year ago, I would have went with Roman because he was still hot. The Bloodline storyline still hot. And even though I know he's a hot storyline going to WrestleMania, man, I feel like the shine's rubbed off. You know, he spent way too much time not actually competing in matches, not actually defending his title. And so I'm going with, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go with Seth Rollins.
All right. Number five, Tito Santana. Versus number 96, Diamond Dallas Page.
DDP.
DDP. And Diamond Dallas Page will play Ric Flair in the next round. Number six, Bob Backlund. Versus number 95, and rest in peace to him, Junkyard Dog.
I'm going to go with Junkyard Dog.
And Junkyard Dog will play Seth Rollins in the next round.
All right.
Number seven, Harley Race. Versus number 94, Edge.
Boy, I'm going to Edge on that.
Mm-hmm. Number eight, Dory Funk Jr. Versus number 93, Rick Rude.
I'm going to go Rick Rude.
All right. Number nine, Scott Steiner. Versus number 92, Sid Vicious.
Scott Steiner.
Okay. And Scott Steiner will play Edge in the next round. Number 10, The Iron Sheik. Versus number 91, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh, I'm going Sheik.
Okay. You're a fan of the older wrestling, huh?
I'm a fan of both.
Not compared to your picks. the Iron Sheik will play Rick Rude in the next round. Number 11, John Cena. Versus number 90, John Moxley.
Going with Cena.
I disagree with that one. I told. However, your criteria of wrestling, my criteria is in two different things.
I'm kind of looking at like the overall, you know, because I mean, let's be real. When it comes to actual in-ring wrestling, John Cena would be at the bottom of this list. Mm-hmm. Guy can wrestle. I mean, he's not terrible, but he can't really wrestle as well as Moxley. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at more than just that.
Okay. Number 12, Pedro Morales. Or number 89, Jimmy Snuka.
I'm going to go with Pedro.
Man, all right. Number 13, Steve Austin. Or number 88, Ron Simmons.
A Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Number 14, Andre the Giant. Versus number 87, Rob Van Dam.
I'm going to go RVD.
There you go. That's a good pick. I hope Harvey stares to see that. however, though, Rob Van Dam will play John Cena in the next round.
Okay.
Number 15, Scott Hall. Versus number 86, Jesse Ventura.
Scott Hall.
Mm-hmm. Number 16, Jack Briscoe. Versus number 85, Raven.
You go Raven.
Any particular reason why?
You know, Jack Briscoe has had a lot of influence in wrestling. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Raven definitely brought his own kind of thing to it, especially with the Flock and that kind of darker character, which you saw start to become even more prevalent throughout wrestling, especially during the late 90s and early 2000s. And so that's why I went with Raven.
And Raven will play Pedro Morales in the next round.
Okay.
Number 17, Bret Hart. Versus number 84, Owen Hart.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Brett, even though I think Owen, if he hadn't passed away the way he did, would have probably surpassed Brett.
Just keep him out of dumbass gimmicks, man. That Nation Domination gimmick for him was horrible.
Oh, so horrible.
Number 18, the Great Muta. With number 83, Sheamus.
Sheamus.
And Sheamus will play Steve Austin in the next round. Number 19, Randy Savage. First number 82, Dynamite Kid.
Gotta go with the Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 20, Sabu. First number 81, Jake Roberts.
Ooh, damn. It's a matchup. Sabu versus Jake Roberts.
So it will get harder and harder.
Right, right. I know it. Damn. Ooh. You know what? I'm going to go with Sabu just because of the amount he attributed to the hardcore style.
ECW. ECW. Oh, yeah. Number 21, Sting. First number 80, Taz.
Ooh. Ooh. I wish I could say this was hard because I do love Taz, but I got to go with the Icon.
Icon.
In that retirement match.
Mm-hmm. Number 22, Triple H. Versus number 79, Kenny Omega.
Oh, shit. If we were going off of wrestling alone, Kenny Omega would sweep the floor with Triple H. But because I'm looking at the overall picture, I'm going to go with Triple H. Because if you look at his evolution as a character, all the way from the Blue Blood days, hell, all the way to Terror Rising, up until now, the King of Kings, you know, on-screen authority. I mean, he's just been able to evolve and keep pushing. I know.
I know. Nowhere near agree with this one, but it's your bracket. It's what it is. All right. Mm-hmm. Number 23, Shawn Michaels. Versus number 78, Chris Benoit.
Oh, you know. I mean, despite everything that happened, Chris Benoit is one of my favorite wrestlers. And no matter who he was with, I wasn't going to vote for him, kind of just like I did with Jimmy, just because of everything that went on. But this one makes it easy because I love some Shawn Michaels, so I'm going with Shawn Michaels.
Who's a better in-ring wrestler, Shawn Michaels or Chris Benoit?
Oh, Chris Benoit is easily a better wrestler. Mm-hmm. I mean, but them together in the ring, I mean, that match, the triple threat with them and Kurt Angle for the belt, whew, still one of my favorites. And then him and Kurt Angle, Shawn and Kurt Angle, that was a hell of a match too, WrestleMania 20.
Mm-hmm. All right, big number 24, Big Boss Man. First number 77, Yokozuna.
I'm going to go with Yokozuna.
Yokozuna will play Scott Hall in the next round.
All right.
Number 25, Rick Steiner. Versus number 76, Jeff Hardy.
Ooh, despite his shortcomings outside the ring, I'm going to go with Jeff Hardy.
He just wanted a little taste. That's it. But Jeff Hardy will play Bret Hart in the next round. Number 26, Terry Funk. First number 75, Pat Patterson.
I'm going to go with Terry Funk.
Not a big Pat Patterson fan?
Oh, no, I appreciate Pat Patterson. I mean, the man created the Royal Rumble. You know, like, he's fantastic. Wrestling-wise, though, and character-wise, that's why.
Number 27, Bob Orton. Number 74, X-Pac.
Oh, Cowboy Bob Orton versus X-Pac. Yeah. You know, the only time I was really a big fan of X-Pac outside of being part of G Generation X is when him and Kane were teamed up that brief period of time. I gotta say, I've seen his matches, but outside of when he was involved in Randy Orton stuff with The Undertaker, I don't really care for Bob Orton, so I'm gonna go with X-Pac.
And X-Pac will play Randy Savage in the next round.
All right.
And Amanda says, CBS says, hey, boys, sorry I can't do wrestling, but just want to say have a great show.
Hey, thank you, Amanda.
All right. Number 28, Vader. Versus number 73, John Bradshaw Layfield.
JBL versus Vader. I feel like Vader's overall better. I like Bradshaw. Especially, I actually liked his JBL character in the cabinet. I thought he was an interesting villain at the time. But yeah, I'm going to go with Vader. It's Vader time.
Right. Number 29, The Undertaker. Versus number 72, Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, you're shitting me. Damn. Oh. I just need a moment. Mm-hmm. I just need a moment. I'm sad because I'm going with The Undertaker, but man, mm-hmm. Eddie Guerrero is amazing.
Yeah, I don't like the Eddie Guerrero matchup at all, but it's there.
Like you said, it's just going to get harder, so.
Mm-hmm. Like this one. Number 30, AJ Styles. First number 71, Rey Mysterio.
Ooh, shit. All right, you know what? AJ Styles is amazing. His wrestling is top-notch. I mean, he's one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen. He's up there easily just for the ring in-ring ability. And his character's pretty good, but, like, Rey Mysterio, you take all of his wrestling, all the storylines, his character, and that right there is amazing. But then for the fact that over the last 10, 20 years, for the most part, he's carried WWE's Latino influence on his back mm-hmm. for so long, up until recently with the LWO. Like, that's a huge accomplishment. So I'm going Rey.
All right. And Rey Mysterio will play Sabu in the next round.
619.
And Reagan said 619. Boyaka, boyaka. All right, number 31, The Sandman. Versus number 70, Lex Luger.
Never care for Lex. I appreciate him, but I did not care for him. But man, the Sandman was so cool. I mean, the dude would come out with a kendo stick, smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer. Like, he was the personification of, like, this is not WWE.
Yeah, it wasn't. There was mainstream ECW, which I love. Being from Philly, because I love ECW. Man.
I bet. Yeah, I'm definitely going with Sandman.
All right, number 32, Bubba Ray Dudley. Or number 69, Gorgeous George.
I gotta go with Bubba Ray.
Don't know a lot about Gorgeous George, huh?
I know enough about him to, like, know who he is, but I won't lie, I haven't watched a lot of his matches.
All right.
But I know he kind of had that Ric Flair persona before Ric Flair had it.
I think that his name was Nature Boy, actually. That's true. I think Ric Flair took the name from
that sounds that. Right. Like, I feel I think, like, I've heard that somewhere.
Number 33, Chris Jericho. For number 68, Mick Foley. Ooh.
Damn. I hate to do this, but I really feel like I'm going to go with Jericho over Foley. Mm-hmm. I mean, Foley's contributions in WWE are huge, but Jericho, every promotion he's been in, he's been on top at some point.
Number 34, Jerry Lawler. First number 67, The Miz.
That's a good matchup because they both have some similar kind of characteristics. You know. Boy, Jerry the Lawler, I mean, especially when he was actually in active competition, man. He was, man, one of the best heels ever. Yeah. Man, but I've really grown to appreciate The Miz, too. Boy, Miz is going to be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done.
He should be.
Yeah. But no, I'm going with the King.
Especially Jerry Lawler's Memphis stuff. I mean, you don't know those Jerry Lawler Memphis stuff. Go look at it. It's fucking amazing.
Oh yeah. Like, I can't think of the guy's name right now. Man in the Moon was about him. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, when he was doing stuff with him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 35, Brock Lesnar. First number 66, Ultimate Warrior.
Boy. I gotta go with the Ultimate Warrior. Brock is great. And Brock, especially when he kind of like chilled out over the last few years and was less about himself and was wanting to put people over and stuff, kind of got a little bit more respect for him at the time, but can't really mess with him what's going on right now. So
okay, so I want to say this right now, You said that twice. I want you to just think about just pure wrestling. No, no, nothing going on outside of wrestling. I want to think about just pure wrestling. Because God is true. First and first, Ultimate Warrior will play Sting. But to me, Ultimate Warrior can't wrestle for shit. He had three moves. He literally had three moves, and that was it. So again, I want you to pick who you're going to pick. This is what it is. I'm going to put him over. However, though, I need you to make sure that it's just pure wrestling. Nothing to do inside, just what's going on in the wrestling world.
All right, fair enough. Well, if that's the case, then I'm picking Brock.
Okay. I need
Yeah,
to.
I'm gonna retcon and pick Brock then.
All right, well, let me get this
It's
ready this
not
way.
too late.
No, it's not too late. All right, Brock Lesnar. All right, number 36, Dusty Rose. First number 65, Samoa Joe.
I'm gonna go with Dusty.
Dusty Rose, baby. The summer plumber.
You put high times.
All right, number 37, Randy Orton. Number 64, Brian Pillman.
I feel like Pillman would have been bigger than Brian or Randy if he had, stayed alive. Because I mean, and they both had that similar on the edge type character too. Man, it would have been awesome to see the two of them in a match, actually. But I'm gonna go with Randy Orton.
Thing about Randy is Randy knows how to evolve with the times too. I mean, he doesn't see
He
the scene after
does.
wrestling. Number 38, Buddy Rogers, or number 63, Dustin Rhodes.
Ooh. You know what? I appreciate Dustin Rhodes. I feel like he doesn't get enough appreciation. I know he's been saddled with some not so great gimmicks, but the guy can wrestle, man. I mean, he's a journeyman for sure. So I'm gonna go with him and give him a little respect. Not that Buddy isn't good. Buddy's great too, but.
All right, so Dustin Rhodes will play Sting, and I like Dustin Rhodes, especially even the Goldust character. I love Goldust. So, I mean, I
Him
didn't
and
mind
Booker
that.
T used to crack me up.
Number 39, Rocky Johnson. First number 62, Christian Cage.
Oh, man. I'm going Christian Cage.
And Christian Cage will play Triple H in the next round. Number 40, Honky Tonk Man. First number 61, Alberto De Leo.
Alberto's a good wrestler. He has a good character, but I gotta go with Honky Tonk Man.
Okay, number 41, Kofi Kingston. First number 60, Jeff Jarrett.
Ooh, dang. All right, I'm gonna try and keep it about the wrestling because I personally just do not care for Jeff Jarrett as a person. However, wrestling wise, I feel like Coffee's the better wrestler.
Kofi. So just put Kofi away.
Yep.
All right, Kofi moves on, and Kofi to me is definitely a better in-ring wrestler. I wish Kofi's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, and I really do wish that he would leave WWE. Got it true. He watered down, and what they did to him, the disrespect they did to him when he had the belt,
Oh, Coffee Mania and the way they ended it pissed me off.
and then how they just squashed him in for 3 seconds was bullshit.
Oh, yeah, nah, you're right. And I mean, I don't think he'll ever do it, but literally, you take him in any other company, he's a top guy.
Top guy. All right. No, 42, The Rock. Version of 59, Ted DiBiase.
Ooh, damn. That's a good matchup right there. I gotta go with The Rock, though.
Was shocked that The Rock was ranked so low, personally.
Yeah, it was kind of shocking.
Number 43, Roddy Piper. Version 58, Kevin Owens or Kevin Sneed or however you want to call him.
Oh, KO's awesome. I like him. He's a great wrestler. Fantastic. Good character, especially when you need a bad guy. But I gotta go my hometown hero. Gotta go Rowdy Rowdy. Hi, bro.
Is
Seeing
Roddy
all
from
the answers, he changes the questions.
is Roddy from Portland?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, he's from Portland. He cut his teeth on the Portland wrestling scene out here. Yep.
Nice. Number 44, Big Show. Here's number 57, Curt Hennig.
Huh. You know, I'll preface this with the fact that I know Curt is. I've seen a few of his matches, but I feel like I haven't seen enough of him to really be able to say, like, he's not better than Big Show. And even though some people don't really care for the Big Show, I feel like I know the Big Show better. I've seen his whole body of works. And when the Big Show is built properly in the right storylines and he's given the right type of matches, he could be pretty damn good. So I'm gonna go with the Big Show.
All right, and Big Show moves on. Number 45, Kurt Angle. First number 56, Booker T.
Oh shit. Damn. Oh, Booker's great, man. Damn. But Kurt, man, shit. He came in, just was natural. If it wasn't for all the back issues and stuff, man. Oh. I'm gonna go on record. Kurt Angle is hands down a better wrestler than Booker T. But going over overall everything, I'm gonna go with Booker T.
Yeah. And Booker T will play Shawn Michaels in the next round. Number 46, Kevin Nash. First number 55, Kane.
Oh man. Damn,
That's
these matches
gotta
are
be
hard.
Kane. That's gotta be Kane.
It's hilarious too, because Kevin Nash played the fake Kane that time. yo, okay, gotta consider all of it.
You mean that Kane played the fake Kevin Nash?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, the other way around. shit. I'm gonna throw this to you, man. I'm gonna let you pick this one.
I'm going Nash. I'm going
All
Kevin
right.
Nash. I do think that Kevin Nash, because me personally, it might know me, my wrestling prowess is I don't give a fuck about promos, really. I like what you do inside the ring. Inside that square circle, I want to know what you're doing there. And a better wrestler or a wrestler is Kevin Nash. So I'm going Kevin Nash.
All right.
All right. Number 47, Goldberg. Number 54, William Regal.
Oh man, I'm gonna go William Regal.
And William Regal will play Terry Funk in the next round.
Okay.
We got number 48, Devon Dudley. Or number 53, Drew McIntyre.
You know what? I didn't like Devon as a singles compare that much. Like, his Reverend Devon character was interesting. But yeah, by himself, unlike Bubba, like Bubba by himself was great. Like, especially when he was Bully Ray. I gotta go with McIntyre.
All right. And Drew McIntyre will play Vader in the next round. Got two more in this round.
All right.
Number 49, Ricky Steamboat. First number 52, Sergeant Slaughter.
I'm gonna go with Steamboat.
All right. So Ricky Steamboat moves on. We've got one more left, and I'm just gonna let you know where whoever wins will play the Undertaker.
All right.
You have number 50, Bobby Lashley. Or number 51, Cody Rhodes.
Damn. Damn. Shit. That's a matchup. Damn, and they're fighting the Undertaker. Oh, shit. Gonna go with Cody Rhodes.
Adrenaline in my soul. Do, 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 do. All right. The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes will play the Undertaker.
Unfortunate.
Which means that Ricky Steamboat will play the Sandman. Kevin Nash will play Bubba Ray Dudley. Big Show
That's true.
will play Chris Jericho. Roddy Piper. Roddy Piper will play Jerry Lawler. The Rock will play Brock Lesnar. Kofi Kingston will play Dusty Rhodes. And Honky Tonk Man will play Randy Orton. All right, ref round two.
Yes, sir.
And I hear that Cody song is in your playlist.
Not only on my playlist, but when they did the end of the year review, it was my number one song played for last year.
I'm not gonna lie, it's on my playlist too.
It's a great song.
It's a good song. I mean, it is. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hulk Hogan or Ken Shamrock?
Hogan.
Bruno Sammartino or Earthquake?
Bruno.
Ric Flair or Diamond Dallas Page?
Ric Flair.
Seth Rollins or Junkyard Dog?
Seth Rollins.
Scott Steiner or Edge?
Edge.
And Edge will play Hulk Hogan in the next round. The Iron Sheik or Rick Rude?
I'm gonna go with Rick Rude.
And Rick Rude will play Bruno Sammartino in the next round.
Okay.
John Cena or Rob Van Dam?
Really having to think about this one.
Lana says the best wrestler is The Undertaker.
I mean, we're gonna see what happens, but Undertaker is pretty high up on my list.
So John
I'm
Cena.
gonna go with Cena, yeah.
All right. Pedro Morales or Raven?
Pedro.
Steve Austin or Sheamus? Sheamus.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Scott Hall or Yokozuna?
Scott Hall.
Bret Hart or Jeff Hardy? Randy Savage or X-Pac?
Randy Savage.
Sabu or Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio.
And Rey Mysterio will play Ric Flair in the next round. Sting or Dustin Rhodes?
Sting.
Triple H or Christian Cage?
H.
Shawn Michaels or Booker T?
Let's go with Shawn Michaels.
Terry Funk or William Regal?
William Regal.
And William Regal will play Seth Rollins in the next round. Vader or Drew McIntyre?
I'm gonna go with Drew.
Drew McIntyre will play John Cena in the next round. The Undertaker or Cody Rhodes?
Undertaker.
The Sandman or Ricky Steamboat?
Ricky Steamboat.
and Ricky Steamboat will play Pedro Morales in the next round.
All right.
Bubba Ray Dudley or Kevin Nash?
Kevin Nash.
And Kevin Nash will play Stone Cold Steve Austin in the next round. Mm. Chris Jericho or The Big Show?
Chris Jericho.
The Jero Show.
Jericho Show. I forgot all about that tag team.
Jerry Lawler or Roddy Piper?
Roddy Piper.
And Roddy Piper will play Scott Hall in the next round.
It's going to be a good matchup.
Brock Lesnar or The Rock?
The Rock.
And Hollywood Rock will play Bret Hart in the next round.
All right.
Dusty Rhodes or Kofi Kingston?
Dusty Rhodes or Kofi? I'm going to go with Dusty.
Dusty Rhodes, baby. The son of a plumber. Randy Orton or the Honky Tonk Man? And before you pick, the winner will play Randy Savage.
Ooh. Well, we getting Randy versus Randy because I'm going Orton.
All right, so Randy Orton will play Randy Savage, which means that Dusty Rhodes will play Sting.
Ooh, that would have been a hell of a match. Randy in his prime versus Randy in his prime.
Mm-hmm. Chris Jericho will play Triple H. And The Undertaker will play Shawn Michaels. Mm. So we're on round three. Your highest seeded wrestler will automatically get a bye into the fourth round. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Hulk Hogan or Edge?
I'm going to go to Edge.
Okay. Bruno Sammartino or Rick Rude?
Bruno Sammartino.
And Bruno will be a bye into the quarterfinals.
All right.
Ric Flair or Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio.
Ooh. Seth Rollins or William Regal?
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins will play Edge in the next round. Mm. John Cena or Drew McIntyre?
I'm going to go with Cena.
And John Cena will play Rey Mysterio in the next round. Pedro Morales or Ricky Steamboat?
Got to go with the Dragon. Ricky Steamboat.
Steve Nash or Steve Austin. Steve Austin or Kevin Nash?
Stone Cold.
And Stone Cold will play Ricky Steamboat. Scott Hall or Roddy Piper?
Roddy Piper.
Okay. Bret Hart or The Rock?
The Rock.
Randy Savage or Randy Orton?
Let's see. Boy. You know, it's kind of a coin flip to me, and because of that, I'm going to throw it to you.
Randy Savage wins.
I was kind of leaning that way, but...
Wrestling abilities, I think that Randy Savage is the overall better wrestler, to me personally. So I'm going to go Randy Savage. And Randy Savage will play Roddy Piper in the next round. Sting or Dusty Rhodes?
Ooh. Damn. I'm going to go with Sting.
And Sting will play The Rock in the next round.
All right.
Triple H or Chris Jericho?
Man, talk about similar people as far as being able to adapt their styles and characters to meet other needs. However, when it comes down to promo ability, I feel like they're both matched. When it comes to in-ring ability, though, Chris has the edge. So I'm going with Jericho.
All right, Chris Jericho moves on. And you got one more matchup in this round. And whoever wins will play Chris Jericho. You have Shawn Michaels or The Undertaker.
Shit. Oh, I can't believe I made that matchup. Talking about two of my favorite wrestlers. My favorite, hands down, WrestleMania match ever. Twice. Shit. Oh man, I really thought Undertaker was gonna go all the way, but I'm going Shawn Michaels.
All right, and Shawn Michaels will play Chris Jericho in the next round. So we are on round four. All right.
All right.
Bruno Sammartino has already had the bye to the quarterfinals. Your bottom part of the bracket will all make go to the semifinals. Now we'll get to that when we get there.
All right.
All right. Seth Rollins or Edge?
Go Seth Rollins.
John Cena or Rey Mysterio?
I'm gonna go Rey Mysterio.
And Rey Mysterio will play Bruno Sammartino in the next round.
All right.
Steve Austin or Ricky Steamboat?
Stone Cold.
Randy Savage or Roddy Piper?
I'm gonna go with Savage.
Sting or The Rock?
I'm gonna go with The Rock.
And The Rock will play Seth Rollins in the next round.
All right.
And we've got one more matchup in this round. Whoever wins will play Steve Austin, which means that Randy Savage will automatically go to your final four.
Gotcha.
Shawn Michaels or Chris Jericho?
Shawn Michaels.
And Shawn Michaels will play Stone Cold Steve Austin in the next round.
All right.
All right. So, like I said, Randy Savage is already in Final Four. We need to see what other three wrestlers will be in Final Four. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Bruno Sammartino or Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio is in your Final Four. Seth Rollins or The Rock?
I'm gonna pick Seth Rollins.
Ooh. Seth Rollins will play Rey Mysterio. So that means that whoever wins will play out of this next matchup will play Randy Savage.
All right.
Steve Austin or Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michaels.
Okay. So your final four is Rey Mysterio, Seth Rollins, Shawn Michaels, and Randy Savage. Give it up for the small people.
You know, like, it's funny because I talked all this stuff about, like, overall and everything, but I really end up going with wrestlers who I really like their in-ring style. So
yeah, and all these four. I mean, I'm the biggest hater of the WWE's in-ring wrestling because I do think the AEW has better in-ring wrestling, and I want all the smoke for that. AEW has better in-ring wrestling right now than WWE. Period. WWE has better stories than AEW, and that's not even matched.
Right, right.
But these four, I could watch in the ring the whole time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Some of the best wrestlers WWE's ever had.
Yeah. All right. So I can't compare my final four because I deleted it. So we just want to skip that part. All right. So the third round. So whoever wins will go to the finals. Whoever loses go to the third round. You have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Are you ready?
All right.
All right.
I'm ready.
Seth Rollins or Rey Mysterio?
Trying to decide if I had to watch a match, which one I'd rather see. I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio.
All right. Rey Mysterio's in the finals. Seth Rollins in the third place game. You have Randy Savage or Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michaels.
All right. And Shawn Michaels will play Rey Mysterio in the finals. But let's do the third place game first. Josh, we just went through 104 professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know what the third best wrestler in this bracket is. All is right. It number four, Seth Rollins? Or number 19, Randy Savage?
I'm gonna go with Seth.
So number three is Seth. Number four is Randy. However, though, this is not about third. This is about the best. Again, thank you for coming on. I know you wanted to do this for a very, very long time.
Right, right.
All
right.
Yeah. But I didn't know who's the best wrestler in this bracket is. Is it number 23, Shawn Michaels, or number 71, Rey Mysterio?
Going with Shawn Michaels.
All right, Shawn Michaels, number one. Rey Mysterio, number two. Seth Rollins, number three. And Randy Savage, number four. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's weird because coming in here, I kind of in my head was like, I'm pretty sure I know who's going to be on my top list. You know, and I really thought both John Cena and The Undertaker would be on this list. I had Shawn Michaels in there too, but I did not expect Rey Mysterio to go so far. But I really, especially over the last couple of years, have grown super fond of Rey Mysterio. Really like his in-ring ability. Overall, I'm excited about the list. It was a little unexpected even for myself, but it's a good list in my opinion.
All right. Well, Josh, tell us about your podcast, where to find it, what it's about, shameless plug.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am co-host along with CJ at the Toontastic Journeys podcast, where we review cartoons, try and recapture a little bit of that childhood nostalgia, while at the same time giving a bit of a adult perspective. You can also find me on the Season to Season podcast along with DeAndre, CJ, and Casey. And we will be doing that soon, talking about Sons of Anarchy. And then also on the Masturbators Bracket Review Show every Friday as well.
All right. So I want to thank Josh for coming on to do the 104 Wrestlers of All Time. And if you're watching live or listening, if you ever want to come on and do one of these brackets, I will never say no. We just got a separate time. However, though, you got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. That being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.